Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Dave Plyer back with you here on 720 WGN. So Friday, August 6th, marked the 110th anniversary of Lucille Ball's birthday. From the best of 1950s television, few of the actors and actresses that performed in those programs are even still around. Joyce Randolph, who played Trixie in The Honeymooners, is one of them. And the other is known for being the first ever child TV star in history on one of the most groundbreaking and most beloved television shows ever. And that's the actor that played Little Ricky, known as Lucy and Ricky's son, from I Love Lucy and the Lucy Desi Comedy Hour. Now, Keith Thibodeau is his name, and I asked Keith how he got the part and his memories of the first time he met Lucy and Desi on the set of this legendary series.
Yeah, that was in L.A., and at Desi Lou Studios, and I walked on the set, and Lucy looked at me and looked at my father and said, he's cute, but what does he do? And so my dad said, well, he can play the drums. And so they happened to have a set of drums on the set. And so I went over to the drums, started playing, and one thing, you know, came to another. All the workers gathered around here, and all this drum solo going on. And Sheldon Leonard, the big producer who produced the Danny Thomas show, mm-hmm. and he did a lot of Andy Griffith stuff as well. He came over and was watching, and Desi came over, and Desi Arnaz finally began to play with me on the drums and then stood up and laughed and said, well, folks, I think we found Little Ricky.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, I mean, obviously, and you kind of looked like him a little bit too, which I would assume would help a little bit. And you were so young at the time. I mean, you were 6 years old, and you did it for a little over 4 years until you were 10. What are some of the memories you have working with Lucy and Desi?
Well, you know, I was actually 5 years old to 9 years old, which is, you know, not that much of a difference. But you know, Lucy and Desi were like my family. I mean, they were my Hollywood family. And I really had sort of a split life. I had a life in the Valley, San Fernando Valley, there in California, and then I had a life in Beverly Hills, you know, with the Arnazes, and I was best friends with her children, and I was one of the trusted people that Lucy would have over for playtime with her kids, and we'd watch movies and go bowling and go to the ocean and ride horses and go to Rams football games and Dodger baseball games. And so, yeah.
And Lucy kind of treated you, you know, and I've read this in your book that you did some years ago, that, you know, she treated you like one of the family. What do you remember her best on the set? I mean, was she, you know, Desi was kind of the unsung hero of really the production of mm-hmm. the show. Was Lucy, did you get a sense that Lucy was really in charge of what was going on the set?
Oh, well, she definitely was the diva of the set, and she called a lot of shots. But Desi was it was sort of the brains behind the whole thing. Lucy was more of the star. In fact, she was the star, no doubt about that. And she operated in a way that was very protective toward me, because I was the, you know, a little child.
You're the kid,
So she did her role in that manner, and was very protective of me, and made sure that none of the, you know, the technicians would cuss, you know, or whatever, you know, around a little kid.
Sure. How about working with Vivian Vance and William Frawley?
Well, they were great. I mean, it was definitely a professional set. Lucy expected everyone to be professional. Desi was a little bit more easygoing and more creative in that sense, but Lucy pretty much ran a tight ship, and you know, you were expected to know your lines and present them in the right manner. And Fred and Ethel, or I should say Viv and William Frawley, were great people. I mean, they were professional. They did their job, and like anybody else on the set, and that's what we were we were in that sort of camaraderie. And even as a kid, Lucy, I remember when I was on the set, Lucy said, don't call me Mrs. Ball, or don't call, you know, don't call us by our last name. Everybody's by their first name here. So here I was, this five-year-old kid calling Lucy.
Out of respect, of course, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but I mean, she didn't want me to call her last name, you know?
Yeah.
That was interesting, you know?
It's pretty cool. Now, Bill Frawley, you know, he seems, you know, just by what we know of him, seems so gruff. Yeah, he got along with kids okay? He got along with your ed?
He did. I mean, I had no run-ins with Bill at all. I mean, he was just kind of a, you know, how's the world treating you today, Keith, you know, and that kind of guy, you know, and just meeting him, you know, and he was just an old shoe kind of a guy. And there was a little bit of tension between he and Viv, you know, you could tell that at certain times, but none of that was really exposed in a great way before me.
Yeah. What do you remember about being on the set at the time? You know, obviously, you know, this was at a time where television production was just developing. You know, what was the earliest recollections you have of being there? I mean, you were a little kid when you started. Do you remember seeing that live audience for the first time? I mean, what are some of the highlights for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was shot in front of a live audience, so there was a definite energy in the air, and even through our rehearsals and dress rehearsals, there was just energy around the whole production that just catapulted everybody and empowered everybody in a way that was very unique. And you know, I look at it like this: you know, it took everybody to make that show. It took the writers, the directors, the cameraman, the makeup people, the you know, the stars, of course, to make the Isle of Lucy show what it was. And Isle of Lucy, of course, wouldn't have been anything without Lucy. So she was the centerpiece of the whole thing.
Sure. What were some of your favorite episodes? As a kid, it must have been pretty exciting to see some of these big-name stars, you know, walk onto the set.
Yeah, that was exciting. I mean, you know, Maurice Chevalier, there was Ernie Kovacs, you know, and, gosh, I mean, you know, George Reeves, who was
Superman
yeah. Back in the 50s, you know. And he was my hero, and you know, as a kid, I tell the story that when I shook hands with him and looked up at him, I thought he was really super, you know.
I bet.
And because that was the little kid in me wanting to believe those things, but yet the little actor in me knew better, you know.
Right. Do you just pinch yourself sometimes realizing you were on the most iconic television program of all time?
Yeah, it's funny because people remind me that I'm Little Ricky, you know. I get that all the time, you know, that I'm Little Ricky. But it's like I forget, you know, and I forget what it was, you know, what this show was. Cause when we were doing the show, nobody really thought that it was going to be, you know, run, you know,
all these years,
later,
yeah,
whatever,
yeah, 60
whatever
years.
It is, you know,
yeah.
You know, so who would have known, you know, but that's a testimony to its, to the quality and the, you know, people can really relate to this show.
And that was Keith Thibodeau, the actor who played Little Ricky on I Love Lucy on the 110th birthday of Lucille Ball.